cooperation with the armed forces of South Vietnam, attacks are being launched this week to clean out major enemy sanctuaries on the Cambodian-Vietnam border.
It was April 30th, 1970. President Richard Nixon sat in front of a U.S. flag and a plain blue backdrop as he told the American people the United States was expanding the Vietnam War into neighboring Cambodia.
We take this action not for the purpose of expanding the war into Cambodia, but for the purpose of ending the war in Vietnam and winning the just peace we all desire.
But of course, Nixon's action upended the fragile peace, not only in Cambodia, but here in the United States. 4 days later, on May 4th, 1970, four student protesters at Kent State University were shot and killed by members of the Ohio National Guard. Protests continued around the nation. Here in Boston, tensions ran so high on May 5th, Boston University canceled all final exams as well as commencement. Seniors were given their degrees but sent home without the pomp and circumstance of a graduation ceremony. Fast forward 40 years. This Sunday, Boston University has invited the class of 1970 to walk alongside the class of 2010. And two former students who've come back to Boston this weekend, they join us now. Sherry Kunis joins us by phone from her home in Connecticut and has authored five books, including her latest, Prefabulous and Sustainable, Building a Customizing an Affordable, Energy-Efficient Home. Welcome to Radio Boston, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
Also with us in the studio is Peter Simon. He's an acclaimed photographer and photojournalist. Peter and his wife own the Simon Gallery on Main Street in Vineyard Haven. Peter has published various collections of his work. The latest, I and I, is a retrospective. Thank you for being here, Peter.
Well, thanks for inviting me on.
So, Peter, actually, just let me start with you. I understand that you officially finished school at BU in December 1969, but you stuck around on the BU campus to take pictures and kick off your career as a photojournalist. So can you take us back to what it was like here in 1970 and the atmosphere on campus?
Well, it really translates back to the mid-60s when we started marching against the war in Vietnam. I was just a freshman that year and wasn't that politically aware, and then suddenly there was this incredible passion to try to stop, to end the war. And a lot of it was due to the fact that we were all subject to the draft, and we didn't want to go over to fight a war that we didn't believe in, but plus we didn't want to go personally over there. So it sort of built and built and built, and there was demonstration after demonstration on the BU campus, and the Boston University News, called the BU News, was a radical left-wing takeover student-run newspaper, and it fostered a lot of these incredible demonstrations. And then it all climaxed, as you mentioned, with the killing at Kent State. The students were already revved up to protest even more about Cambodia and then Kent State, and that we just had enough.
And I understand that even a couple days later, after the May 4th shooting at Kent State, the administration building here at Boston University was firebombed. And that's how tense and I don't want to say violent, or maybe just really just out of control, maybe things were?
Well, there was really a lot of pent-up anger about where our government was heading. It was heading in way in the wrong direction as far as us peaceniks were concerned. I will like to say and go on record as saying that I never participated in the violence. I never felt that fighting a war, even a small little local war, was any way to make peace. So I was definitely more on the give peace a chance variety. And I was really kind of embarrassed by the firebombs. But nonetheless, I felt that this was really the wrong move then, as well as I felt going into Iraq was the wrong move a few years ago.
Sherry Kunis, let me ask you, how did you feel when you were told to go home right before finals and didn't get to walk in graduation?
Well, I was disappointed. I was really looking forward to a graduation. I had graduated early from high school, so I never had a high school graduation. And so I was looking forward to my college graduation. And actually, I ended up going to graduate school and again graduating in January. So although I've had a lot of education, I've never had a graduation. So it was very disappointing. And I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to family and friends coming, but I think it was such a turbulent time that we were, I think everybody was just nervous and in some ways happy to be going home and getting away from some of the scary things that were going on around the world.
Is that the reason why when Boston University extended this invitation for you to come back, since you hadn't had any, even the high school graduation, that you decided you wanted to come back this weekend?
Yes, I thought it would be really fun to come back and be involved and actually participate in a graduation. But also, I still feel connected to Boston University, and I have a son who would like to go to BU at some point when he graduates. And so I just thought it would be fun to stay connected and attend graduation.
Peter, what made you want to come back?
Well, I feel the same way. I have to admit I was a hippie at the time, and anything formal and ceremonial was something like, oh, yeah, yeah, you don't have to put up with this. But now I feel differently. It's 40 years later, and I feel it's very poignant and will fill a hole that I feel was never filled. And it's closure. It's a bookend to my my life here at BU was fantastic. I loved every minute of the 4 years I spent here. And now I can finally celebrate it.
Well, if you don't mind, I just want to throw this one last question to you. The Boston Phoenix wrote about this as well, and their headline said it was an invitation for 70s grads to come back and be complacent. I mean, because there was protest going on in the 70s, and as you said, you are also against the Iraq War. So do you feel like there's been an institutionalization as you've grown and mature over time? Do you agree with the charge of being complacent by walking in Sunday's graduation?
Well, I happen to be a friend of the guy that wrote the article, and I know where he's coming from. And there is a part of me that said, well, screw this. But no, I feel that, you know, the tables have turned so many times since then. And I feel that at this point in my life, I just want to celebrate what was really a great 4-year experience. And yes, students are not as politically oriented now as we were back then. A lot is because they don't have to be drafted the way we did. So I just feel, you know, let's just make lemonades out of a lemon.
Well, Peter Simon, photographer and photojournalist, hope you have a wonderful time walking on Sunday. Thank you so much for being with us.
Can I just sneak in one more thing? I'm giving a signature speech tomorrow at 3:30 showing a lot of the photographs I took on campus during those 4 years, and it's at the COM building at 3:30.
And if you actually want to look at those pictures in advance, we've got images of Peter's photographs at wbur.org/Boston. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
And Sherry Kunis, author based in Connecticut. Your latest book is Prefab and Sustainable. Thank you so much for being with us as well, and I hope you have a wonderful time at graduation.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to add that I was really inspired at BU to write and encouraged. I had a children's literature class that I took at BU, and my professor thought that I had a worthy book and asked me to try to have it published. And I always thought that never happened, but I always had that dream of having a book published. And I feel BU has contributed to my writing experience, and which has, you know, been fulfilled with all of my recent books. So It's really nice to go back and be able to celebrate with all of my classmates from 1970.
Well, that's wonderful, Sherry. Thank you so much. Well, BU's is but one of many graduations going on around the Boston area this month. Chances are you've been to one and know the routine: the procession, the diplomas, the tossing of the caps, and the speech. The long, heartfelt, sometimes didactic, and did I mention long speech? Well, in the age of 140-character tweets, one man thought, why not make a 60-second graduation speech? He's Dr. Barry Levy, and he's an adjunct professor of public health at Tufts University Medical School. Welcome to Radio Boston, Dr. Levy.
Great to be on your show.
Well, I've got to ask you, how many graduations have you been to yourself?
Oh, lots over the years.
So you've sat through all those speeches, which are filled with heartfelt bits of advice, inspiration, maybe even the traditional bromide or 20. So what did you decide to include in your song here?
Well, I think there are basically three important elements of any graduation speech. One is to congratulate and acknowledge the graduates for all their achievements. Another is to acknowledge their parents and teachers and mentors and coaches over the years. And the third is to inspire them to tackle life's challenges, but at the same time to never forget their alma mater.
Mm-hmm. And some of those inspirational quotes always get thrown in as well.
Inspirational quotes from Martin Luther King and Margaret Mead and Gandhi and a number of other people.
Well, the thing that gets me, though, is those speeches usually last half an hour, 40 minutes, and you managed to whittle it down to 60 seconds or so. So how'd you do that?
Well, yeah, I was sitting through one of those long graduation speeches a number of years ago, and for many years I've written parody lyrics and humorous songs, and I was sitting through this long speech, and I said to myself, gee, you know, I think everything that needs to be said could be said, or better yet, maybe sung in about a minute. So I wrote these parody lyrics and adapted them to Mozart's Turkish Rondo and had some friends record it and actually put up a version of it onto YouTube, and that's how it all came about.
Okay. Well, warning to all graduating seniors and commencement officials, after hearing what we're about to hear, you may want to have your own ceremony be a lot shorter. But let's listen to this. It's Dr. Barry Levy's one-minute graduation speech.
You guys are the best. I am so impressed. You've written every paper, read each book, and passed each test. You have forded every river. You have conquered every hill. Each and every grad, thank your mom and dad. Thank each teacher, coach, and mentor that you've ever had. Give it up for all those people, 'cause you know they love you still. You have mastered all the art of science. You have mastered the science of the arts. You have demonstrated self-reliance, and your sum is greater than your parts. Now you're on your own, but your debt has grown. All your working life you will be paying off that loan. As you pick up your diploma, pay your past due bill. JFK said you should ask how it's best to serve your nation. Dr. King said he had a dream that everyone was free. Margaret Mead said a few of you could bring big transformation. Gandhi said you can be the change that you would want to see. Go with style and grace, you will find your place. Every challenge in your life you're now prepared to face. Don't forget your alma mater when you write your will.
I can hear the calls coming in from the alumni relations offices now, but that was the one-minute graduation speech written by Dr. Barry Levy. He is an adjunct professor of public health at Tufts Medical School. It was performed by Julian Reboletto. Dr. Levy also co-wrote and is performing in a musical comedy about healthcare called Damage Care. Best of luck with that, Dr. Levy, and thank you so much for being with us on Radio Boston.
Great to be on Radio Boston. Thank you, Megan.
You can also watch a video version of the one-minute commencement speech online at wbur.org/Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us next week for more Radio Boston.